through the civil litigation rules of discovery, essentially an end run around the protective order that the parties had just negotiated. And their argument was that the litigation at issue gave them the right to take discovery as a civil action subject to the same rules as run-of-the-mill civil litigation in Virginia. They also claimed that the university's sharing of the emails with us to enable Dr. Mann to intervene in the case and then to negotiate a revised protective order essentially waived the university's right to assert an exemption in the first place. Now, this was argued before the court in April of this year. The court denied discovery and held that the sharing of the emails with Dr. Mann was not a waiver, since Dr. Mann was the subject of the emails, either the author or the recipient. The court then ordered the parties to submit three rounds of final briefs, an initial brief, a reply brief, and final briefs that would address the fundamental issues in the case, and that was whether any of the exemptions under the Virginia FOIA law applied to the emails. The case was briefed just a few months ago, from July to September of this year. And essentially the issues before the court were two threshold issues. One,